morning, everyone. I'm here again with my two colleagues, Sarah.
Hello, guys.
And Miss Carmen, how are you?
Okay, this is the second day in our PBL course, and the schedule for today would be... Sarah, what's the first thing that we are going to face today?
So, from 9 a.m. till 2:30 p.m., we have our PBL course with Annie Kuo from Stanford University, and we will be talking about the key elements to design a project for our classroom.
Oh, it does sound challenging, isn't it?
It might seem challenging, and it is to some point, but we work in groups and we're helping each other, so at the end it's not that hard.
Okay, sounds perfect. So after lunch, what's going on?
Well, after lunch, we have a workshop by Sophia Swain, a teacher from California as well, where we are being taught the tools like Audacity, for example, to work on podcasts.
And do you work on your own?
No, it's not individual. It's a group project. You have to choose a topic together, pair up with people who have the same project as you, and then you keep on working on that for the rest of the week.
And now our next section will be the interview. Carmen, who are we going to interview today?
So we have with us Ed Cousins from Interacting, and we have a couple of questions for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, the first question is, how useful do you think the techniques that you're showing are for teachers in their regular classes?
I think they're fundamental for teachers. They should be integrated into every teaching, every subject that you're teaching, and in every class.
Okay, we agree with you.
Great. And can I say something more?
Of course.
That our experience tells us that not only teachers feel better about doing their jobs, but students feel better about coming to be taught by those teachers that use games.
Okay, excellent. And do you think in your experience that teachers are good listeners or not?
That's a very interesting question. Are teachers different from the rest of the world? I would say actually yes. I think that my experiences with teachers is that they are used to listening to many voices at the same time and being able to apply filters to understand where the attention needs to go. So I would say teachers are very high on the scale of human listeners.
Okay, thank you very much for your answers. We look forward to seeing you in your next our next workshop.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that our participants are very lucky to count on such a great speaker.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Sarah, do we have to remember anything special for today?
Yes, for today, remember that after the workshops, we have dinner served at 9 p.m. And for tomorrow, it's very important that you don't forget to recharge your batteries and bring your laptops. What about the weather, Carmen?
Well, the prediction says that it'll be a bit cooler tomorrow, so meanwhile, enjoy your air conditioning.
So thanks for listening.
See you tomorrow.
See you.